B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula, Omar Rebbe Loza. Ula said in the name of Rebbe Loza, and in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to see that Rovin said in the name of Rebbe Loza the opposite. But in the meantime, Ula is saying in the name of Rebbe Loza that Shlomim Sheshochaton Me'erev Yomtev. If somebody brought a korban shlomim on erev Pesach, eino yoytze bahen loy mishum simcha v'loy mishum chagiga. Now we know, we've discussed till now, that there's a concept of the chagigas yud dalad. That's what we saw in our Mishnah. Besides for the chagigas yud dalad, there's another three korbanos that are brought every Yom Tov. One is the korban chagiga, which has to be brought on Yom Tov, on the first day of every Yom Tov, and that's called Chagigas Tesvov. Regarding Pesach, it's on Tesvov Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, is called Chagigas Tesvov. There's another korban you have to bring, and that's the Shlomim, called Shalmei Simcha, which was a korban Shlomim that was brought for the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And there was another korban that had to be brought, which we're not going to be discussing here, and that is the Oila Sura'iya. There was a mitzvah to come and see the Beis HaMikdash, a mitzvah to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, and you were not allowed to do that without coming with a korban Oila, an Oila Sura'iya. Somebody who brought a korban Shlomim on Erev Pesach, then Eino Yoytzebem Loi Mishum Simcha, it cannot be eaten then on the 15th of Nisan in place of the Shalmei Simcha, nor can it be instead of the Chagiga, which is supposed to be brought on the 15th of Nisan. Why not? Mishum Simcha, the reason it cannot be used instead of the Korban, the Shalmei Simcha, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'zovachto Shlomim, you have to shech the Korban Shlomim, V'ochalto Shom, and you eat it there, V'somachto lifnei Hashem Elikecha, and you'll be B'simcha, you'll be happy in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, V'zovachto, V'somachto, that the fact that it says V'zavachto, and immediately afterwards it says V'somachto, is coming to teach us not only what to do with the korban after it's been brought, rather it's teaching us something about the time when the zvicha, when the shchita, actually has to take place. That bo'inon zvicha b'shas simcha, that one has to shecht the korban, the shalmei simcha, have to be shechted during a time which is a simcha time. And simcha time is only Yom Tov, not Erev Yom Tov. So a korban that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov cannot serve as a shalmei, as the korban that's going to bring the simcha of Yom Tov. V'leka, and since it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, you don't have the element of shas simcha at the time of the shechita. Mishum chagiga. And why can this korban shlomim not serve as the korban chagiga of Tezvav? The answer is the havadavar shebachayva. Mishum chagiga havadavar shebachayva. Because the korban chagiga is a chayv. There's a requirement to bring a korban chagiga. The chol davar shebachayva, anything which you're required, any korban you're required to bring, einu bo elo min achulin. You can only bring it from a chulin animal that you made hegdash and you brought it for the intentions of this korban. But another korban, something that had already been made into another korban, it's not chulin and cannot be used for the korban chagiga. So those are the explanations to the halachas of Ula in the name of Rebbe Loza, that Shlomim Sheshochaton Me'erev Yom Tov cannot serve as Simcha and cannot serve as Chagiga. Says the Gemara, Leima Maseyele. Do we have proof from the following Braisa to what Ula said in the name of Rebbe Loza? What does it say in the Braisa? The Braisa brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shivas yomim tocho igla Hashem elikecho b'mokim ashi yivchar Hashem, ki yivorechecho Hashem elikecho b'chol tvuoscho v'chol ma'is yodecho, v'hoyiso ach samech. We're talking here about Sukkos, that Shivas yomim tocho igla Hashem, you should have a Yom Tov 7 days. At the end of the Pasuk says, v'hoyiso ach samech, you should be only very happy. And the truth is, this Pasuk seems to be superfluous, because we already had a pasuk before that says Chag Sukkah is Tasel Choshivas Yomim, and afterwards it says V'samachto b'chagecha. Why now does it have to say again Shivas Yomim Tochoig V'yisa Ach Sameach? So what do we do with that? It must be including something. L'rabo is to include Leile Yom Tov Achrin. We know that the 8th day of Sukkos is Shmini Atzeres. So what's the source that not only the 7 days of Sukkot have to have Simcha, but also that the night of Shmini Atzeres also has to have Simcha? So you learn out from Vayisa'ach Sameach, the extra pasuk, L'Simcha, that you have to have Simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres. How do you have Simcha? You're going to bring this, you're going to eat from the korban, the Shalmei Simcha. When are you going to shecht the Shalmei Simcha that's going to make you happy on Shmini Atzeres? You're going to shecht it, you can't shecht at night. And we're talking here, Rabbis, Leile Yom Tov Achrin. Rashi says that the day of the Yom Tov Achrin, the day of Shmini Atzeres, is not included in Vayisa'ach Sameach. We're only discussing the night. You can't bring Karbonis at night. We never bring Karbonis at night. So you shecht it on the 7th day of Sukkot, which in itself is a day of Simcha. And that Korban will then be used in the night for the Simcha. At asks the Gemara, asks the Braisa, Ata oimir leile yom tov achrin, you're using the pasuk of Vayisa'ach Sameach to include that there's a chi of Simcha even on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Maybe the Vayisa'ach Sameach is teaching us that on the first night of Sukkot there's a chiyuv to be besimcha. Talmud loimar, ach sameach cholok. So there's a discussion here in the Mefarshim exactly what's going on here. It seems it would the Gemara would read a little bit more comfortably if when it says oyeinu elo leile yom tov rishon, it means that maybe it's including also the first night, not only the last night. That's why it says ach sameach, and the word ach always comes to exclude, l'chalik, that it's only partially. So of all the things you could include, you only include part of them. And since you could include the first night, you could include the last night, we say no, we only include the last night. Maitam, why would this be true that if you can choose between the first night or the last night, that the extra pasuk of Vayisa'ach Sameach is coming to include the last night and not include the first night? Why would you say that? Lav, is it not mishum de'ein le'ibameh yismach? Is it not because the pasuk knew that on the first night of Sukkot, how are you going to be besimcha? You're going to have a shlomim? How are you going to bring the Shlomim? You're going to shecht it on Erev Sukkot? If you shecht it on Erev Sukkot, then you're shechting the Korban not in a time of Simcha. And if you shecht the Korban which is not in a time of Simcha, you cannot use it for V'zavachto Shlomim V'chalto Shom V'somachto Lifnei Hashem Elikecha. And this is proof to what Ullah said in the name of Rebbe Lazar, that you have to shecht the Shalmei Simcha on a Yom Tov, on a day of Simcha, and not on Erev Yom Tov. Says the Gemara Loi. There's no proof from this Braisa to that effect. Because there's another reason. Even if you could bring a Shalmei Simcha by shechting it on Erev Yom Tov, which is not a time of Simcha, we would still include the last day and not the last night, and not the first night. Why? Could a Tony timer? We have a different reason. Maro Iso L'Rabbis Leile Yom Tov Achrein U'Lehoitzi Leile Yom Tov Rishon. Why we would include the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and exclude the first night of Yom Tov? Mar Ben Leile Yom Tov Achrein Shiesh Simcha Lefonov. It's probable that the last night, which is the night of Shmini Atzeres, will be included for Simcha, because before that was a day of Simcha, and it's a continuing the Simcha that was there before. And we exclude Leile Yom Tov Rishon in the first night of Sukkot, She'ein Simcha Lefonov. The day before that, the Erev Sukkot, is not a day of Simcha, and therefore it's very probable that the night of Sukkot is also not going to be included in the Chiyuv of Simcha. Continues the Gemara. Moshe Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to ask a question from a Braisa against this idea that we saw that the time that the Shalmei Simcha are shechted must be on Yom Tov, not on Erev Yom Tov. Because we saw this already on Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, a Braisa. Chagiga Sarba Osor Yoitzibo Mishum Simcha. The Korban Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan that was shechted at the same time as the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to use that and eat that on the first day of Yom Tov, and you'll be Yoitzibo Simcha with it. However, you cannot use the Chagigas Yudalad to be Yitzah the Chagigas Tezvov. Asks the Gemara, or says of Yosef, Amai, why can you use the Chagigas Yudalad to serve a Simcha? According to what you, Ullah, said in the name of Rebbe Loza, you can only use something for Simcha on Yom Tov if it was Shechted on Yom Tov. Chagigas Yudalad was Shechted on Yudalad. So is this not proof against what Rav Elazar said? Answers the Gemara, no. Omer Avidi Bar Ovin She'ikev V'shochto. It was designated and dedicated to be a Chagigas Tezvav, and that's what he made it hektish for. However, it turned out that he didn't use it for Chagigas Tezvav, and instead of that, he shechted it on Yom Tov, on the 15th of Nisan. Since he shechted it on the 15th of Nisan, therefore you can use it for Simcha, because it was shechted on a day of Simcha, it was shechted on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Ashi, Hachanami Mistaber, Rav Ashi is actually going to prove that that Braisa must be that he shechted it on the 14th. On the 15th, sorry, why? Di'iloite Mahachi, because if you're not going to say that, you're going to have a problem. Ho Masnita, this Braisa, Man Katonila, who was the author of this Braisa? So if you look back on Daf Ayin Omud Aleph, you'll see Ben Tema. It was the opinion of Ben Tema. And according to Ben Tema, we know that all the halachas of Chagigas Yud Dalet are similar to those of the Korban Pesach. And since Korban Pesach is not allowed to be eaten on the day of the 15th, only in the night of the 15th. Ben Tema Hapostole Belina. According to Ben Tema, the day of the 15th, the Chagigas Yud Dalet is already posel. You're not allowed to eat it. So how can the Braisa say the Chagigas Arba Asa Yitzibay Mishum Simcha? When are you Yitzibay Day Simcha? On the day of the 15th, on the night of the 15th, we said before that we were Moitzi Laila Rishon. There's no Chiyuv Simcha there. The day of the 15th, the Chagigas Yud Dalet, according to Ben Tema, is already posel. So it must be that when the Braisa says Chagigas Arba Asa Yoytze Bo Yidei Simcha Shema Mino, it must be that it's talking about that it was shechted on the 15th, not on the 14th. Why are you calling it Chagigas Arba Asa? Yes, because it was supposed to be a Chagigas Arba Asa. It turned out that it didn't get shechted on the 14th, it got shechted on the 15th, and therefore you can use it for Simcha. Continues the Gemara, Mosiv Rava. Rava's now going to ask a question from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis, Hahalil va'asimcha shmoina. The 8 days of Sukkot, that means 7 days of Sukkot, and the last day, Shmini Atzeres, are all days, all of those days, you say Halil va'asimcha, and the simcha that comes from eating shlomim, shmoina, is also 8 days. V'yomrez ba'inon zvicha b'sha'a simcha. If you're going to say, like Yu'ula said in the name of Rebbe Loza, that you can only be Yaitza, the Simcha, with a korban that was shechted on Yom Tov, Hozimnin skin, it's going to be very common, Deloy Mishkachas lo Elo Shiva, that there's only going to be 7 days that you can have the Shlomim. Why? Kegoin Shechol Yom Tov Rishon Yes B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you don't offer up any Shalmei Simcha, so on Shabbos, on the 15th, you're not going to have any Shalmei Simcha. So the first opportunity to have Shalmei Simcha is going to be on the 16th. And then you only have 7 days left. So why does the Mishnah say Halil Vasimcha Shmoino? It should say Shmoino and sometimes Sheva. Omer Vunat. So if you would say that you can shech the Shalmei Simcha before Yom Tov, even Korbanos shechted on Erev Yom Tov can be used for Simcha, then that's okay. That would make sense. I would shecht on Erev Yontov and Erev Shabbos and eat it on the Shabbos. I would have Simcha for 8 days. But if you cannot shecht it on Erev Yontov and on Yontov, the first day Yontov is Shabbos, you cannot shecht it either. You're only going to have 7 days. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof. It could be that indeed you cannot shecht it before Yontov. And where, you're going to ask, where do you have 8 days of Simcha, of Shlomim? Omer Vuna Breder of Yehuda, Misamchoi B'Siria Regolim. There are korbonos that are shechted even on Shabbos that can be eaten. And that's the goats that are brought on the first day of every Yom Tov. On every Yom Tov it's brought Siria Regolim as a Chatos. And the korban Chatos, the Kehanim would eat it. So the Simcha. Omer Rava says to Rav Huna, Shtei Tshuvis B'Dov, I've got two ways of saying that this is not a satisfactory explanation. Choda, number one, the Seiri Aragolim, this Chatos, which is brought on Yom Tov, if an event that is Shabbos, you're not allowed to roast or cook or do anything with this korban. It has to remain raw over Shabbos. You can shech the korban, you sprinkle its blood, but you cannot prepare it. Chai necholim, tzli einon necholim. On Shabbos, it has to stay raw. It can only be eaten raw. And simcha b'chai, leka. And eating an animal when it hasn't been properly cooked or fried or anything, or roasted, is there doesn't have any simcha with it. So you haven't helped anything that you have Sirei Regalim, and the simcha b'chai leka, there's no simcha there. So again, you're down to 7 days, not 8 days. V'oiden also, that even granted that it could be eaten, and even if in the event that it would be simcha for those who are eating it, k'anim oichlim, it's only the k'anim who eat the chatos, of the chatos hatzibur. V'yisrael b'mes meichim, but the rest of Klal Yisrael, what are they going to be happy with? They haven't got simcha because they don't have their shlomim, because you cannot bring the shlomim on Shabbos. So then the question comes back. If you're not allowed to shecht shlomim on Erev Yontov to be used for simcha on Yontov, then you don't have 8 days on those years that the first day is Shabbos. El omer of papa mesamchoi b'ksus nekia v'yayin yoshon. The women, the girls and the women were given new clothes, and the boys and the men were given old wine, and that means that to have simcha on Yom Tov, a halil v'simcha shmoina, it doesn't have to be exclusively with shalmei simcha, with the meat of a korban. It can also be using other things like wine or nice clothes, and that would suffice for the halil v'simcha shmoina. Continues the Gemara, ki asa Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omer Reb Elazar, he said in the name of Reb Elazar, the halacha contrary to the way Ullah said in the name of Reb Elazar. What did he say? Shlomim sheshachtim be'erev Yom Tov, if he shechted a shlomim on Erev Yom Tov on the 14th of Nisan, yoytze ben mishum simcha, you are yoytze simcha for the 15th of Nisan, ve'ein yoytze ben mishum chagiga. Regarding chagiga, it's the same as Ullah said. You're not yoytze, but regarding the simcha, you are yoytze. Yoytze mishum simcha. Why are you yoytze the simcha of the 15th by eating a shlomim that was shechted on the 14th? Loi boinan zvicha b'sha simcha, because you don't need zvicha b'sha simcha. Contrary to what we saw before. V'loi mishum chagiga. You cannot use the shlomim of Erev Pesach for the chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, because have a dovah shebechayva, the chagiga is a chiyuv, a requirement to bring a carbon chagiga. V'chol dovah shebechayva eine ba'elo menachulin, as we saw before. Now the Gemara is going to ask Meisvei, in the same way as before, we had a leima mesayelei, we had proof to Ullah in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Now we're going to use that same brisa to refute, or to try and refute, what Rovin says in the name of Rebbe Lazar. What does it say? It says, Vayisa'ach Sameach, there's an extra posuk of Vayisa'ach Sameach, what do we need it for? L'rabbi isleile yom tov achrin, to teach us that the last night of Sukkos, which is the night of Shmini Atzeres, is also the simcha, the zechiyuv to have simcha, to eat from the shlomim. Ata oimer l'rabbi isleile yom tov achrin, e'enu elu l'rabbi isleile yom tov arishin. Maybe this pasuk is coming to teach us that the first night of Sukkos, there's a chiyuv of simcha. Talmud leimar acholok, you learn that we only include part of what could be included and not everything. And which part do we choose? We choose to include the night of Shmini Atzeres rather than the first night of Sukkos. Why? Mai tama lav mishum de'in lo'i b'mayismach. Is it not because on the first night of Sukkos you don't have with what to have simcha, because there is no shlomim? The only shlomim you could have on the first night of Sukkos is a shlomim that was shechted on Erev Sukkos. And if it's shechted on Erev Sukkos, then it's not been shechted in a time of simcha. And you see that's why there's no simcha on the first night. So do you not see from there that you do have to shecht the korban that's going to bring simcha on Yom Tov only on Yom Tov, not on Erev Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, loy. There's no proof from there, therefore it's no refutation from there from what Rovin said in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Kedetanya, because there's another reason why, I mean, even in the event that you could have shechted on Erev Yom Tov, nonetheless, we rather include the night of Shmini Atzeres rather than the first night of Yom Tov. In the Braisa Maro, Iso l'rabbi is leile Yom Tov v'achroinu l'hoitzi leile Yom Tov v'rishoin. Why would we choose to include the last night and exclude the first night? Marbani leile Yom Tov v'achroin shesh simcha lefonov. I'd rather include the last night in simcha when it's a night which is following a day of simcha, which is the seventh day of Sukkos, which is a day of simcha. Umaitzani leile Yom Tov v'rishoin, and exclude the first night of Sukkos shein simcha lefonov, that the day before it is not a day of simcha. It's just an Erev Yom Tov, it's not a day of simcha. Continues the Gemara, the next sugya. Omar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said as follows. Minayin le'imurei chagigas chamisha oso. We know that every korban has two parts. There's the imurim, which is the parts that have to go onto the mizbeach. parts of the insides of the animal, sometimes the limbs, depending which korban is, but they have to go onto the mizbeach. Besides for that, that there's a halacha that the meat is allowed to be eaten, the mitzvah to eat it, but it's restricted to a certain amount of time. Every korban has its time until when one's allowed to eat it. After which time, it becomes posel. A korban becomes posel, becomes noisar if it's left over, and the parts that go on the mizbeach also become posel belino if they're left overnight. We have to see which night, but if it's left too long and they're not put on the mizbeach, they become posel. So Rav Kahana says, the emurim, the insides of Chagigas Tezvov, which was the Korban Chagiga that was shechted on the first day of Yontov, obviously providing it wasn't Shabbos, shenifsolin belina, that the next morning, that means that if you shechted the Korban on the day of the 15th, then you have the whole following night to put the parts on the Mizbeach. If the end of that night, the day of the 16th starts, then these emurim are already posel and may not be put on the Mizbeach. How would we know that? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, the chelev, the fats of this korban chagiga, should not be left overnight ad boiker, till the morning. And what does it say immediately after that in the next pasuk? It says, "Reishis bikuri ad moscha tovi beis Hashem lekecha leisavashal gadiba chalev imoy." The first word of the next pasuk is "Reishis," the first. V'somichle Reishis, and we read it together. Ad boiker Reishis, until the first morning. You shechted it on the 15th, the very first morning, which is the morning of the 16th. That's when it's posel. It has to go on the mizbeach before then. That was what Rav Kahana said. Says the Gemara, that from Rav Kahana it seems that just saying the word ad boiker wouldn't tell me the next morning. Ad boiker might mean two mornings later, maybe the day of the 17th. That's when it becomes posel. Lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker, not bring up those parts onto the mizbeach before the first morning, maybe before the second morning. And the only reason, the only source that you have to say it's the first morning is because it happens to be, it says the word reishis, immediately afterwards. Lememra says Rav Kahana, that boiker rishoin, the only way we know that when it says layolin chelev chagi ad boiker, the boiker is the first next morning, is already, that's when it's posel, is only because it says reishis at the beginning of the next pasuk. That was Rav Kahana. Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is now going to ask a question against that. Tama is the whole reason that you know that boiker means the very next morning and not two mornings later. The kosav reishis, because it says in the following pasuk reishis. Ha loy kosav reishis, if it wouldn't say reishis in the next pasuk, hava minna, we would have said that my boiker sheni, we would have said that the korban that's shechted on the 15th, then the emurim, the parts that have to go on the mizbeach, will only be pasul on the morning of the 17th, not on the morning of the 16th. But how can that be? Because how long is the Chagigas Tezvov, how long can it be eaten? It's got the same halachos as a shlomim. It's eaten 2 days and a night in between them. So if you shecht it on Tezvov on the 15th, you can eat the korban on the day of the 15th, on the night of the 16th, and the day of the 16th. And that means the end of the day of the 16th, you cannot eat the korban anymore. And you're suggesting that what? That when do the emurim become posel? Only the morning of the 17th, which means you have a whole night longer that you can put the emurim on the mizbeach when you cannot eat the korban. Mieka midi, is it possible the basar ifsele miurta, that on the night of the 17th the meat is already posel, the imurin and the parts that go on the mizbeach, which are much more chomor, the parts going on the mizbeach are much more stringent because they're going on the mizbeach, they have much more kedusha. Is it possible that they are allowed to be left even longer than the time that the meat's allowed to be eaten? The imurim at safra, and the imurim, the parts going on the mizbeach, are only going to be posel on the morning of the 17th, even though the meat already became posel on the night of the 17th? Omar le Abaya. Abaya said, alom aloy, why not? I'll bring you proof that it's possible that the psul of the imurim is a time later than the psul of the meat. Vari Pesach, the Korban Pesach itself. Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, we're going to learn about later on Daf Kufchov. The basar that the Korban Pesach itself, according to Abelezer ben Azaria, if Sulei Michatzois, from Chatzois, midnight on the night of the 15th, you're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. Ve'emurim, when do the emurim become pasul? At Safra, only in the morning of the 15th. So you have a whole half a night where the emurim are not yet pasul. You can still put the emurim on the mizbeach, even though you cannot eat the meat. So why are you worried so much, says Abaya? Why are you, Rav Yosef, so worried that it could be that the time of the emurim is longer than the time of eating the meat? It's not an issue at all. And that's how Abaya answered Rav Yosef's problem, and therefore what Rav Kahana said is not refuted. Rav Kahana indeed said that it could be that if not for the word Rashis, I would have thought that the loyolin, that the psul of lino, the psul of the emurim waiting too long, ad boiker is not the boiker of the 16th, it could be the boiker of the 17th, and you can put those emurim on the mizbeach right through the night of the 17th till the end of that night, even though eating the korban chagiga you're only allowed to do till the end of the day of the 16th, and the night of the 17th it's already not allowed to be eaten. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rav Yosef hocha kokashule. Rav is explaining Rav Yosef's question a bit differently. Mi'ika midi de'ilu tana lebosar loy boyereshis. Rav Kahana le'imurin boyereshis. Rav is explaining Rav Yosef's question a bit differently. The question wasn't, as we understood before, that how can it be that the time of the Imurim is later than the time of the Basar? No, that Abaya answered already. But Rava said of Yosef's question was as follows. The word Boiker, we're going to bring proof soon from Rebraisa, that the word Boiker on its own means the very next morning, even without Rashis. That's regarding the meat itself. Now we know that, as we said before, the Imurim are even more Kaddish. So what Rav Yosef meant to ask was, could it possibly be that the word Boiker means, regarding eating the meat, it means the very next morning? However, regarding the Imurim, the word Boiker would not mean the next morning. The word Boiker would mean two mornings later. And that's why I need the word Rashis to say no. Boiker Rashis, the very first Boiker, but without the word Rashis, Boiker would mean two mornings later, even though regarding the meat, boikers would mean the very next morning, as we're about to see in a brisa. And that was Rav Yosef's question, and we're actually not going to have an answer to that. We're not going to have an answer for that. And indeed, from the next brisa, it's going to seem that the word boiker itself already means the next morning, even without the rashis. Not like Rav Kahana said that we need the rashis to teach that. Why it says rashis in this way? If we have to learn anything from it, it's to teach us a different halacha, wherever that might be. And all that's left for us to see now is, where do we see in the Braisa that the word boiker, regarding eating the animal, not regarding the emurim, but regarding the bosor, that the ilu tana le bosor, loy boyer reishis, even without a word reishis, we're going to see that the word boiker, regarding eating the korban, is the very next morning. Maihi, where's this tana that says that? The tana we learnt in the Braisa. And this Braisa is now going to be based on two psukim, and I'd like to introduce the two psukim and the various ways of reading these psukim before we see the brisa, because the brisa is going to be extremely cryptic. The Gemara itself, before explaining its question, what the Gemara here is asking, Rav Yosef's question, even before that, the Gemara is going to have to discuss how to understand the brisa. So we shouldn't get confused, we'll understand as follows. There's a one posuk that says, the meat that you shechted in the evening, in the late afternoon, should not be left over b'yom rishon laboiker. Which is interesting. We're talking about bo'erev, asher tizbach bo'erev, b'yom rishon laboiker, which seems to be three different times. You've got the Bo'erev, which is the time it was shechted, Bayoim Rishoin being that the first day after that, and Laboiker, which is after the first day, the next day in the morning, then there's a Loyolin, which means that the Bosor becomes Posel after the Boiker, and it's at the Boiker it becomes Posel, which a Boiker, which is after a Rishoin, which is after a Tizbach Bo'erev. What korban is shechted ba'erev, only in the afternoon? Do we ever have a korban that must be shechted in the afternoon and cannot be shechted in the morning, all day? The answer is yes. Chagigas yuddalad. The chagiga of the 14th of Nisan has to be shechted in the time that the korban Pesach is shechted, only in the afternoon. So this pasuk is these words, min asher tizbach bo'erev, is definitely talking about the chagigas yuddalad. Bayom Rishon, we could learn the pasuk like this, that Bayom Rishon means the first day of Sukkos, being the first day of Pesach, sorry, being the 15th, you shechted the korban on the 14th. Bayom Rishon being the day of the 15th, Laboiker being the morning of the 16th, that is when the meat becomes possible. That means, and then this Chagigas Yudalit can be eaten like a regular Shlomim, so to speak, the day of the 14th, the day of the 15th, the night in between, Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod, the day of the 14th, night of the 16th, day of the 16th, the following night you're not allowed to eat it, but when does it become yolin, when do these basar become posel, when does it have to be burnt? Boker, the next morning being the morning of the 16th. That's one way that we could learn this posuk. There's another way we could learn this posuk, and that's actually to chop this posuk into two. To say, lo yolin min abasar asher tizbach bo'erev. The korban chagigas yudalad that you shechted on the afternoon of the 14th, lo yolin, don't leave it over. What would that mean? Lo yolin, like every lina, don't leave it till the next day. And then it would have the same halacha, sort of the korban Pesach, that the very next day it's already asr. The words by Yom Rishon laboiker would be talking about the chagigas tezvov, that you shechted by Yom Rishon, you shechted on the 15th of Nisan, La Boika the next morning, which is the 16th of Nisan, at that point, it's already posel, and you're not allowed to eat it any longer. If we were to learn this posuk this way, then both chagigas, the chagiga of Tezvov and the chagiga of Yudalud, can only be eaten till the end of that night. The loyolin mina bosa shetizbach Bo'erev, referring to Chagigas Yudalad, that has to be shechted in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. The next morning, it's already cannot be eaten. But Yom Rishon Laboiker is the korban that was shechted on the 15th. Chagigas Tezvov can only be eaten that day and the following night. And the next morning, it's already posel. That means, according to that explanation in these posuk, then if we cut the pasuk into two, then both chagigas can only be eaten that day that is shechted and the next night. If you learn that the whole pasuk is talking about chagigas yudalad, then we would say that lo yolin min abasto asher tizbach ba'erev, it was shechted on the afternoon of the 14th, bayom rishon it can be eaten not only on the 14th, not only on the night of the 15th, but also bayom rishon on the day of the 15th, the first day of Yom Tov, on the 15th of Nisan, la boiker, and only in the morning of the 16th, that's when it becomes posel. You can't eat it that night, but the loyolin, the lina, when it becomes noisar, is going to be the morning of the 16th. Those are the two ways of explaining this posuk. And then we're going to have another posuk. There's another posuk that says, v'im neder oy nedovo zevach korbonoi. And we're going to learn from the extra word v'im that this is not a regular neder or nedova, but this is even a shalmei choiva, which means the chagiga, that this is talking about a chagiga, that b'yoyim hakrivu eziv choye ochil, you can eat it the day you shecht it, umi mochros, and the next day you can eat it. 2 days you can eat it, and the night in between, that means you can eat it and make sure nothing gets left over on the day you shechted it and the following day. And when does it become possible? Only the next day. So there's definitely a chagiga, when we learn it from this pasuk, there's definitely one of the chagigas which you can definitely eat for 2 days and the night in between. And assuming that it's talking about the chagiga of the 15th, then you shecht it on the 15th, you can eat it the day of the 15th, the night of the 16th, the day of the 16th, that's it, Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod, the morning of the 17th, that's when you have to burn it. That's when you have to get rid of whatever's left over. So here we have a, we would seem we have an explicit pasuk that Chagigas Tezvov can be eaten for 2 days and a night in between, and that would be contrary to what we saw from the first pasuk according to the second explanation. According to the first explanation, that pasuk is only talking about Chagigas Yodalet. According to the second explanation, where we broke the pasuk into two, then both the Chagigas Yodalet and the Chagigas Tezvov you can only eat for 1 day and one night, contrary to what we see in the second pasuk. And that's as far as the psukim are concerned, and now the Braisa is going to wade us through this. Let's see this inside. Says the Braisa, the Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. The pasuk says, La yolin min abosor ashetizbach bo'erev bayoim horishoin la boiker. So we have the three time spans here. Ashetizbach bo'erev, it was shechted in the afternoon. It cannot be talking about Chagigas Tezvov on the day of the 15th, because that can be brought the whole day. It must be talking about Chagigas Yodalad that's brought with the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. B'yoyim Arishoin Laboiker. Limeid, we learn from there, Al Chagigas Yodalad Shenecheles Lishne Yomim V'laylo Echod. As we saw before, because there's three times mentioned in this Pasuk. There's Tizbach Bo'erev, which is the day of the 14th. Then there's Bayayim Arishon, it can be eaten on the day of the 14th, the night of the 15th, and the day of the 15th, which is Yayim Arishon, the first day of Pesach. And Laboika, the following morning, that is when it becomes Osir. So you see, the Korban can be eaten 2 days and a night. Necheles Lishnei Yomim V'laylo Echod. Says the Gemara, Oy Einoy, maybe no. Oy Einoy Elo L'yoyim V'laylo. No, where do you see in this pasuk that you can eat this, that this korban that we're talking about in this pasuk, this chagigas yodalad, how do you know that you can eat it for 2 days and a night? Maybe you can only eat it the day that you shechted it, laila, and the night immediately after it. And the boiker is the boiker rishon, is the next morning, the morning of the 15th. So says the Gemara, no, of course not. Says the Braisa, Kashu Oimer Bayoim Arishoin La Boiker. When it says Bayoim Arishoin, that means that it's mutter to be eaten on the Yoim Arishoin, the first day of Pesach, which is already the second day after it was shechted. It was shechted on the 14th, and you can eat it on the 15th. So when it says La Boiker, it must be the second morning, the morning of the 16th, which is when it's Osir. Hari Boiker Sheini Omur. Only from the Boika Sheni, that's when it's possible. And Tosfos here asks, then from this pasuk, how do you know you're not allowed to eat it on the night of the 16th? Okay, but a korban can never be eaten more than 2 days and a night in between. It cannot be eaten after the day of the 15th. And La Boika means that the next Boika, the Boika Sheni, the night of the day of the 16th, that is when you have to. That's when you have to burn it. That's when it's noisal. Hare boiker sheni omur. So the word boiker, la boiker, means the second boiker, not the morning which is b'yom rishon where you can still eat it, rather la boiker, the morning of the 16th. And now the Bryce is asking an interesting question. Oy einoy elo boiker rishon. We just said no. We just said that you see in the pasuk b'yom rishon la boiker, that it means that you can eat this Chagigas Tez Yudalad for 2 days and a night. Now the Bryce is suddenly switching back. That means there's something we could do with this posuk. We can break up this posuk in a way which it will turn out that the boiker can actually mean the next morning, not the second morning. And as I already explained that before, that's if we cut the pasuk into two, that Bayoim Arishon Laboiker is talking about Chagigas Tezvov, and only the words Asher Tizbach Bo'erev is talking about Yud Dalad. And then we would say, when it says in the pasuk V'lo Yolin Min Abosor Asher Tizbach Bo'erev, referring to Chagigas Yud Dalad, and that's it, we would assume that the next morning it's already pasul. But the Braisa didn't explain all that. I explained that because I saw the Gemara we're going to learn soon. But the Braisa is saying, maybe we can twist the pasuk in a way that Chagigas Yudalad would only be one day, the day you shechted it, and the following night. After that, it's already possible. What are you going to do with a different pasuk where With this that we know, we take for granted that Chagiga, one of the Chagigas, we don't yet know which one, but one of the Chagigas must be eaten must be able to be eaten l'shnei yomim v'laylo echod. We take that for granted. It must be chutz mizu. It must be that, if so, that it's a Chagiga which is not Chagigas Yudalad. It must be a Chagigas Tezvav. So kushu oimer boy. So when we learn from the pasuk, the second pasuk we mentioned before, im neder in a dover, then we learn from there that one of the chagigas limed al chagigas yudalet shenecheles lebeis liyom v'layla echod. Somehow we're going to see by the way we learn that pasuk that chagigas yudalet must be able to be eaten for 2 days and a night. That's it. That's the end of the brisa, which more or less means that we have a way of breaking up the first pasuk, and then Chagigas Yudalud would be eaten one day and the following night. But because of the second pasuk, where we're going to learn, where it's going to be apparent from the second pasuk that Chagigas Yudalud must be that it can be eaten for 2 days and a night. And as we said before, how will that be apparent? Because the second pasuk will be telling us that Chagigas Tezvav must be 2 days and a night. And if we know for granted that Chagigas Tezvav is 2 days and a night, then we cannot break up the first pasuk, because if we do break up the first pasuk, then Chagigas Tezvav can also only be eaten one day and one night. So if you cannot break up the first pasuk, then the whole first pasuk must be talking about Chagigas Yudalad. If the whole first pasuk is talking about Chagigas Yudalad, it must be apparent that you can eat Chagigas Yudalad for 2 days and a night, because all three of the times mentioned in that first pasuk will be referring to Chagigas Yudalad. That is how to read the brisa after we've understood it. And now the Gemara is going to go back. Omar Mar. So we're going back to the beginning of the brisa, that after we already proved from the pasuk Bayom Rishon LaBoker that it must be that the pasuk which is talking about Chagigas Yudalad, because it says Tizbach Bo'erev, is talking about that you can eat it 2 days and a night. Tizbach Bo'erev, it was shechted on the day of the 14th. Bayom Rishon can be eaten on the day of the 15th, which is the first day of Pesach, and only becomes possible LaBoker on the day of the 16th. The Gemara and the Braisa suddenly reverts back and says, Oyeinu Elo Boiker Rishon, maybe from this pasuk we can somehow fit in that Chagigas Yudalad you can only eat the day you shechted it and the following night. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, Oyeinu Elo Boiker Rishon, Ha'omrus, you just said a line earlier, Keshu Oimer Boyom Rishon LaBoiker, Hari Boiker Sheini Omor. You just told us the way to read this pasuk is that there's three times mentioned here to tell us that two of the dates mentioned, the Bo'erev, which is the day you shecht it, and the Biyom Rishon, the second day, is when you can eat it. And Laboiker, which is the third, the next morning, is when it becomes posel. So how can you change your mind straight after that? Says the Gemara, I'll explain it to you. Hochik Omar. That the Oy Einoi doesn't mean that we're going to ignore what we just said. Oy Einoi means we're going to have a total new interpretation of the Pasuk. Oy Einoi ele b'shtei chagigois hakosev medaber. This one Pasuk is talking about both chagigois. Echas chagiga yuddalad, when it says that lo yolin min abosor asher tizbach bo erev, must be talking about a chagiga which you can only bring bo'erev in the afternoon. It must be chagigas yuddalad, and that's it. And it doesn't tell us anything about when it becomes posel. We'll take it for granted that stam lina is the next morning. You can eat it the day it was shechted and the next day. V'achas chagigas tezvav. The last three words of that pasuk, bayoyim arishon laboiker, only those words, only those two times, are talking about the chagigas tezvav. Bayoyim arishon is talking about the day it was shechted. Laboiker means the next morning. It's already pasul. V'zu laboikra, and chagigas yudalad is going to be pasul the very next morning. V'zu laboikra, and chagigas tezvav is going to be pasul the very next morning. And both chagigas are only eaten layoyim v'layla, one day and the night after it. That's what the Braisa was suggesting as we read into the Braisa when we learnt it. Hodo Omar. Elo de Kaimelon. The Braisa continues and says that Kaimelon, we take for granted, we know there's halacha, de chagiga necheles lishnei yomim v'laylo echot. Im kein, im neder, oy nedovor b'mai. I chagigas yudalet, hoksiv boyim v'laylo. I chagigas tezvav, hoksiv boyim v'laylo. We learn from this posuk of im neder in a dover, when it says b'yoyim akriva eziv choyochil umi mochros, they can be eaten for 2 days. Which chagiga is that? If it's Chagigas Yudalit, according to the way you just broke up the first Pasuk, Chagigas Yudalit can only be eaten one day. If it's Chagigas Tezvav, you just learned from the second half of the first Pasuk, Chagigas Tezvav can only be eaten one day. Elo, it must be that Hai lechagigas tezvov, this whole second pasuk that teaches us that you can eat a chagiga for 2 days and a night, must be talking about tezvov. That the chagigas tezvov can be eaten for 2 days and a night. Veheich kulei kra, and the whole first pasuk must be talking about lechagigas yudalad. Because we know that part of the first pasuk must be talking about chagigas yudalad when it says tizbach bo'erev. But we're saying it must be that the whole first pasuk is talking about Chagigas Yudalad. If the first Pasuk would be talking about half Yudalad, half Tezvov, then Chagigas Tezvov, as well as Chagigas Yudalad, would only be Yom V'Laila, and we'll have a problem with the second Pasuk. So it must be the whole second Pasuk is talking about Chagigas Tezvov, can be eaten 2 days and a night. The whole first Pasuk is talking about Chagigas Yudalad, that it can be eaten 2 days and a night. It can be eaten on the day which is Shechted, which is Bo'erev. It can be eaten by Yom Arisha in the first day of Pesach, and only Laboika the next morning. It's going to be possible. Limid al chagigas yudalet shenecheles lishnei yomim v'laylo echot. And so the first pasuk is then teaching us, because of the way we have to learn the second pasuk, the first pasuk is must be talking about chagigas yudalet, that chagigas yudalet can be eaten shnei yomim v'laylo echot. This is the end of the explanation of the brisa itself. And now we're coming back to the way we got into this. Taima. The only reason that the Laboiker that it says in that first Pasuk, Bayom Rishon Laboiker, doesn't mean the morning after it was Shechted, which would be the morning of the 15th, rather it means the morning of the 16th, is only Dechsev because it says Bayom Rishon Laboiker. It says Tizbach Bo'erev. Bayom Rishon, you can continue eating it on the day of the first day of Pesach. And only Laboiker, the following morning, it becomes Pasuk. If it wouldn't say Bayom HaRishon, it would just say Asher Tizbach Bo'erev, and then Laboiker, Lo Yolin Min HaBosor Asher Tizbach Bo'erev, Laboiker, if it wouldn't say the word Bayom HaRishon in between, we would assume that the Korban that was Shechted on the 14th, Laboiker, the very next morning, is already Pasul. It's only because it says Bayom HaRishon gives me an extra day. So Taima, the whole reason to say Bayom HaRishon Laboiker. Demai boiker, what does boiker mean? Boiker sheni, the next morning. Ha, kol heicha dechsev boiker stoma. But if it wouldn't say bayayim harishon na boiker, it would just say boiker on its own. Boiker rishon, we'll take for granted it means the very next morning. Because according to what Rav Kahana said before, that la boiker means the two nights, if not for the word rishis afterwards, then over here, it could have just said asher tizbach bo'erev la boiker. And we would know that tizbach bo'erev on the day of the 14th, Laboiker, it becomes Pasul 2 days later. It doesn't say Reishis here. But that's not the case, because the Pasuk says Bayom HaRishon in between to teach us that because it says Bayom HaRishon, you can eat it the first day of Pesach, which is that second day after the Korban was Shechted. And only that teaches us that Laboiker means the next morning, the morning of the 16th. But if not for Bayom HaRishon, Laboiker would mean the very next morning. Afal gavda lo iksiv bei Reishis, even though it doesn't say Reishis there. So from all this, Rav Yosef proved from this whole brisa that not like Rav Kahana, that the word Boiker means the very next morning, even without the word Reishis. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.